This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my good friend and colleague, Bill Raggio, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, about the news that two American F-16s struck at locations where the IRGC and their Shia militia keep weapons and arsenal. They strike at them to send a message, and Bill analyzes that message. He sees it as confused. He sees it that we want to declare that we're not part of the Israeli-Hamas battle. We're just maintaining security for our forces that are deployed in small number in Syria and Iraq. At the same time, we're telling the Shia militia that we can't do much about this. We don't want to hit you again, so stop it. Bill summarizes this as a weak message. Bill is very articulate. He's watched this for years. The Shia militia are well-armed. They're most experienced. They're not at all intimidated by airstrikes. They're used to it. It's a measure of their superiority that they have F-16s devoted to striking at their arsenal, not at people. There's no claim of casualties here. The American deployments are not large. They can be overrun. There's great concern here. The Israeli conflict in Gaza surprised the Pentagon. They don't have a plan, to my knowledge, to reinforce or evacuate these deployments that are there to fight ISIS and a completely different kind of adversary. Here's Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Thank you.
So, you know, I find this to be a very muddled message that's being given by Secretary Austin. You know, he's saying they're narrowly tailored. So he's saying what he's trying to say there is that they're designed to strike a specific target, in this case, weapons being used by the groups. It doesn't appear that we targeted IRGC or militia personnel who were involved in this. So they're trying to, what the U.S. wants here is they want to de-link the issue with Israel. And Austin says this in his statement, right? He actually comes out and says, this has nothing to do with the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Well, that's the militias will and Iran would completely disagree. They've said this in their public statements. And he's also saying that basically the U.S. doesn't want to do this. If you read between the lines of what he's saying, it's being projected as a strong threat or a warning to Iran and to the militias that it backs. But in reality, the U.S. is coming out and saying, well, but we really don't want to do this. We hope that you guys settle down. We're not going to link it to the conflict. Please don't do this again so we don't have to do this again. But the problem in all this, John, is these militias have been striking at the U.S. forces. Some of these bases are very remote locations and sparsely manned as well, because they're just being used to fight the Islamic State. Secretary Austin, the U.S. administration doesn't want this war to widen, and they're afraid of the militias massing for a major attack on one of these remote outposts. So he's trying to both deconflict and promote a message of deterrence at the same time, and they contradict each other. And in my estimation, if I'm Iran, if I'm the militias, I read this statement as a sign of weakness and not a sign of strength.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.